Hello there, loyal listeners.
If there's any left after this announcement.
We've come on today to share some rather saddening news. Unfortunately, our very own Kevin McCreary is no longer with us.
Kind of strange what an unfortunate water skiing slash mountain climbing accident will do to you.
The police spent hours trying to find what little they could of his remains, but we're unfortunately left with only a single strand from one of his vocal cords. It'll be mounted and buried during his funeral in 3 days.
But we don't need to go into details. What matters to us right now is that we've been given charge of the ceiling fan, and we want to make sure it lives on. So, sit back and listen to the ceiling fan like never before! I just did that four echo all by myself.
They can rock!
Interesting!
Good evening! I'm John Watsonberger, and this is a Ceiling Fan Odyssey News Update. Today has been quite a crazy day in Odyssey. For more, we go to our in-town reporter, Jimmy Kent. Jimmy?
Yes, John. Today, local ice cream scooper Connie Kendall will be pleasantly surprised when her old love interest, Mitch, whatever his last name is, walks through the door of Wits End in just a few seconds. I'll keep you posted.
Hey, but that sounds like a...
John, I hate to interrupt you, but he's ready to go in.
Oh, please, tell us what's happening.
He's walking in the door now, and, unfortunately, she has gone into a state of shock and fallen to the floor, throwing an ice cream scoop into the air, which, yes, John, just fell onto Eugene Meltzner's head. He was programming a computer. Meltzner has fallen onto the circuits of the computer, and get this, John, is being electrocuted. Okay, his body was just shot across the room into Jimmy Barkley, who just walked into the room as well. Good to see you, Jimmy. Jimmy was just knocked off his feet, and he pulled the door off its hinges, John. Pulled the door right off its hinges. But at the last minute, he throws the door away from his body onto John Whitaker. John Whitaker was just hit with the door of his own shop, and it looks like he's fallen right into the soft serve ice cream at the counter. Something's horribly wrong with this soft serve ice cream, though, because it won't stop coming out. It's shooting rapidly out of the spigot, and what do you know? Kamala Parker just slipped on the ice cream, at the same time slide-tackling her brother Matthew, who was, for some reason, holding her hand. John, this is getting out of hand. No pun intended. I'm going to have to move to another...
Jimmy?
Shut up!
Oh, I'm sorry. Jimmy? Well, it looks like we've lost contact with Jimmy. Well, until next time, I'm John Watsonberger, and this has been a Ceiling Fan Odyssey News Update.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the March 23rd edition of the Ceiling Fan Podcast.
Woohoo, yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Huh? Phil, what are you doing with the verbal periods?
What are you trying to beatbox?
Gamma, exclamation mark. Kapunctuate. Just open up your brain and learn to punctuate. Sorry. Yeah, never mind.
No, Aaron. I think that was great. I think we should totally play that in the show tonight.
That's not Aaron. I'm Aaron.
Wait, well then who are you?
Ethan, that's Jared the intern.
Oh yeah, Jeremy.
No, it's Jared.
No, it's not. It's James, and he's not the intern.
Oh, right. Thanks, Alex.
Ethan, you... Seriously, I quit, okay?
Okay, James, that's cool. Make sure to take your intern stuff with you.
And I'm not an intern anymore.
Ethan, you can't just fire James like that.
I didn't fire him. He quit. Besides, his character was getting old anyway. The college thing was totally a dumb idea.
Yeah, you know what? You're right. James's character does kind of stink ever since that college thing.
You know, I kind of want to get rid of myself, too. This show is getting kind of boring. How about you take over, Aaron?
All right, sounds good. Oh, and can we get rid of Phil, too? I mean, we all know he's evil anyway, so can he just go to jail or something?
Yeah, sure. Let me just call 911 for a second.
Oh, and make sure to call the 800 number. It's cheaper.
Oh, right. Thanks, Aaron. You're the coolest guy I've ever met.
Well, thanks, Phil.
No problem. Oh, hello? Yes, I'd like to report a secret.
Well, guys, that's it for this week. This episode was written, directed, and produced by Garrett Vandenberg and Lauren Crisp.
Hold it. I'm not taking the blame for this junk.
Oh, come on, man. That was pretty good.
No, dude, this is terrible. Next time I'm writing the Ethan segment.
But the news report was so good.
Yeah, well, this so-called Odyssey with Ethan segment just ruined the entire concept of Odyssey with Ethan.
Yeah, but now we can call it Odyssey with Aaron.
We'll have to talk about this later. We're wasting airtime.
No more than usual.
Seriously? I would kick you off the team, but then I'd be the only one here to do the voices.
Aha! So you need me.
Forget it. Just do the raps. You know I could do all the voices by myself.
Fine. What's gonna happen to Ethan and... Or, wait.
What's gonna happen to Aaron?
Could this be the end of the show as we know it?
No, of course not. It's way better now.
Yes. Well, unfortunately, this episode, or at least the good part, was written by me.
No, you have to say Lauren Crisp.
What? But that is me.
Yeah, hosts talk in third person all the time when they're wrapping up a show. It makes them sound smart.
Just wrap it up already.
Okay, fine. So it was written by us, both of us, not just me, and it was produced by just me. It was produced by Garrett Vandenberg.
Okay, you're done. That's good. Stop talking. Thank you. Did we seriously just do that?
Yeah, I think we did.